teaching counselor kids is something that I will always remember. It made me start to love sports at a young age. So I hope you have a great time at the game tonight. And if you want to recap everything that goes down on the field tonight, be sure to watch us on Fox 24 News at 9 and ABC News 2 News at 10. Go Rockets!
Smoking area, you're looking down. Everybody's lined up, y'all.
Wait, can shoot cameras that are not in the stadium, but so many of the games for tickets is not immediate pass. The Rock Hounds also reserve the right to use fans other than likeness upon entering the stadium.
The
Winnipeg
Ballpark
has
a cashless and accepts credit card, concession stands, and souvenir store.
Hey fans, if you are in need of any medical assistance, please go to the West Texas Urgent Care First Aid Station, behind Section 13, for any medical assistance.
Game on today. Those temperatures not too bad in those 90s. the first day for that 95 degrees. We were getting home from Santa Cruz. A few high clouds are possible. The wind was whipping around the southeast, just about 10 miles per hour. It could extend to any 92 degrees in the wind for the final hour. We're looking for upper end.
Now let's welcome the Empire Sports Tonight team, brought to you by Excel Heat Control. The next one play tonight, James Lawson. First base umpire, Chris Wesley Murphy. And third base umpire, Kyle Stott. Check out the scientific drilling center out on the outfield gun. See the Rockhouse player hits the bullseye on the fly. He and one lucky fan will win $1,000.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Couple of big swings turned into one big inning last night as the Rockhounds defeated the Arkansas Travelers by the final score of 11-5, an 8-run third inning. And it was, boy, offensively efficient and pretty impressive. The Travs building an early 4-0 lead in last night's second game of this six-game series. Going to the bottom half of the fourth inning, it was 4-0. Got a look at two innings of Logan Evans, who continued to pitch so very well. He went, as expected, only a very short stint. Man, he looked good. It was simply a rough inning in terms of from the Travelers' point of view, of course. In last night's game, Jimmy Joyce gave up 7 runs on 4 hits in a third of an inning. And, man, almost everybody who plays this game is going to have a rough night, and Jimmy simply did. Trailing 4-0, the Hounds got singles from Caden Trinkle and Jack Winkler, and Henry Bolte was then hit with an 0-2 pitch, and I mention that because it just seemed as if that just kind of tilted the inning a little bit for Jimmy Joyce. He had 2-1, but he had one man down, and simply an 0-2 pitch that got away from him. He hit Henry Bolte with it and then walked Daniel Susak with the bases loaded, and that made it 4-1. Then came those two very big swings. As a 3-run double from Brennan Malone tied the game at 4. Then Jason Rosario, a 3-run home run, and man, he crushed it to right field, made it a 7-4 game. Denzel Clark went a little crazy on the bases. He stole 3 bases for the first time in his pro career last night and really manufactured a run in each case, the first of those wrapping up that 8-run inning. So 11-5 the final. The Rockhounds over the Travelers, and the Hounds have now taken the first 2 games of this series. Cross-division matchup. North Division Arkansas Travelers, AA affiliate of the Seattle Mariners, and the Rockhounds in the South Division, of course, AA affiliate for a long while now of the Oakland A's. San Antonio fell last night, so the Hounds and Frisco have come from behind win, yet within a game and a half of the Missions, things tightening up a little bit as we head in toward the All-Star break. North Division, Tulsa now a 2-game lead. Tulsa 10-4 to start the second half. Mentioned the Drillers, my goodness, they lead all of AA in runs per game. Springfield a couple of games back. The Travelers and Northwest Arkansas are both 4 games out, and Wichita is 5 games out in the North Division. This, by the way, game 15 of the second half, so a ways to go yet, but it'll be amazing. It always is how quickly we'll reach the midway point of the second half of this season. We have a pitching matchup tonight that I think is really fascinating on paper, and a guy that you just can't help but admire, and that's Danny Werchanski. He'll start for the Travelers this evening. Danny is a guy who has pitched as recently as last year in independent baseball. He was in the Atlantic League a year ago. In fact, he was pitching for the Charleston, West Virginia Dirty Birds last year. He is now with the Mariners AA affiliate. And not only is he no longer in independent ball, he is having a tremendous season. Werchanski is 4-3, but a 2.91 ERA. And he was the Texas League's Pitcher of the Month for June. I would have to think that Blake Beer's got some consideration for that. Rockhound starter since the 1st of June has really been outstanding. We'll give you some very, I think, telltale numbers on Blake as we get into this game, but an interesting pitching matchup this evening at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Let's take you down. Here's Chris Carroll now with the Star Spangled Banner.
What's so bright in the air at the twilight's last gleaming, whose soft stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and on the rocket's red flare that a flag was shielded. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner wave? O'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Every once in a while, I realize it's a little scary how many years I've been listening to some of my favorites sing the national anthem here, and Chris is certainly one of them. Sings in a rock band, too. He is now just outstanding vocalist. Always terrific job from Chris Carroll on the Star Spangled Banner. If you are in the neighborhood, it is Thirsty Thursday here at Rocky Town as we get set to start this ball game. Blake Beers has taken the hill and mentioned he will match up in a very good matchup against Danny Werchanski. So we're just getting going. Thirsty Thursday on tap. You should pardon the awful pun. And we'll check the weather conditions and play some baseball. Kick back, relax, my friends. We'll take you after the ball game. Rockhounds and Travelers coming up. First pitch after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, Bud. The game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Similar conditions to last evening. We have 95 degrees, so it's a little warmer than it was last night. And the wind, again, is anywhere from 11 to maybe 13, 14 miles an hour. It is much more directly inward so far this evening. Of course, the wind will and undoubtedly shift, but right now almost straight in from left field. Field in bright sunlight with the shadow already crossing out in front of home plate for a 7 o'clock start and a 95-degree temperature. Blake Beers, final of his warm-up tosses. Throw goes through to second base, and we are set to go. Travs come into the ballgame 42-40 overall. They're 6-8 in the second half. Rockhounds come in a season high, 14 games over 500 at 49-35. Of course, the overall record applies only to a possible wild card. 9-5 in the second half of this season are the Rockhounds. And so we're ready to go. Blake Beers will face Brock Rodden to lead it off. He's the second baseman. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Beautiful bright sunlight bathing almost all of the diamond as Blake comes set. And from Momentum Bank Ballpark, first pitch of our ball game swung on. Lifted high in the air to left field, Lazaro Armenteros drifting over toward the line a bit. Looks into the high sky and gloves it for the out. One pitch, one swing, one shot up into the stratosphere, and one man down as Rodden flies out. We'll get one more look at the Mariners' top prospect. And a guy, and I started to mention it a couple of times, I don't think I ever got around to it. He is a top 25 prospect in all of minor league baseball is Cole Young, left-handed hitting shortstop, age 20. Terrific prospect for Seattle. Waggles that bat as he takes a strike over the inside edge. Both Cole and catcher Harry Ford, who has not played in this series, both are headed for the Futures game in Arlington, Texas. So Cole will depart after this ball game. We'll see him later this month in North Little Rock, I would guess. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Numbers don't jump off the page at you, but at age 20, this guy is doing so many things very, very well. Hitting 265, 7 homers, 35 driven in. Really good plate discipline. As I say that, he turns into a pitch down and in, but did not go. Two balls and a strike. Cole Young is the shortstop. Victor Labrada is on deck in left field. Labrada batting third in left. Then Williamson, two-run home run last night to start the ball game. He'll be the DH in this one. Williamson batting cleanup for the Trouts. 2-1 count. Pitch from Deere's breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Count goes 2-2. Hogan Windisch is the first baseman batting in the five spot. Windisch at first. Blake Rambusch is the center fielder batting sixth. Blake Rambusch is in center. 2-2 count to Cole Young. Appears with a pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Elevated the fastball to 94, and Young swings right through it. So first strikeout of the ball game. Two men down in the first for Victor Labrada. Bottom third of the order, Alberto Rodriguez is the right fielder batting seventh. Rodriguez in right. Jake Anchia behind the plate. He is the catcher batting eighth. Jake Anchia and Morgan McCullough, third baseman batting ninth. McCullough at third. Pitch and a called strike. Labrada kind of accentuated getting out of the way of that pitch, down and in, lifted the arms up, and the pitch is a called strike. Oh, won the count. Labrada at 267 in a dozen games with the Travs, and he will take time out here and step back in. Rodden, Young, and Labrada up top. Williamson, Windisch, and Rambusch in the middle of the order. Rodriguez and Chia and McCullough rounded out. Pitch from Blake lifted high in the air, middle of the infield. With a high sky, I think it's going to be the shorts. Boy, that is classic stuff. Jeremy Ironman shielding his eyes from the sun with his bare hand and catches the ball in the glove. Well, that sun, he is really bright. You can really tell he was concentrating. Job well done. Three up, three down for Blake Beers in the top half of the first inning. We go to the bottom half of inning number one, and again, good pitching matchup on hand, I would think, tonight. We'll tell you a little bit more about a terrific story in Danny Werchanski, as he'll go to the mound. To the bottom of the first we go. Travelers nothing. Rockhounds coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Junior Perez is the leadoff batter for the Rockhounds in this one, facing the left-hander Danny Werchanski. No score in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch to Junior is just off the inside edge. One ball and no strikes. Junior at 254. Has some speed, has some pop. Lefty delivers and spins one over the heart of the plate for a called strike. 1-1. Jack Winkler batting second, playing second in this game. Jack Winkler on deck. Werchanski, glove up near his face as he has the sign, delivers, and a swing and a miss. Again, breaking pitch. Down and in, swung on and missed. 1-2. Henry Bolte will bat third. He's the DH in this game. Bolte, the designated hitter. Daniel Susak catching and batting cleanup. Daniel behind the dish. 1-2 count. Perez stands back in. Wirchanski with the delivery. That's way up and away. Count goes 2-2. A lot going on in the delivery. A lot of body, a lot of arm. Man, this guy has been terrific. And again, after spending multiple seasons in the independent ranks, really have to respect that. 2-2 pitch is up and away for ball 3, 3-2. Full count to the Hounds leadoff batter. Wirchanski looks in, has a sign from Jake Anchia. Comes set, the twist in, the 3-2. And that ball lifted high in the air to left field. It's well struck, but the wind will keep that shy of the track. Drifting in a little bit now is left fielder Labrada, and he will haul it in. Ball was probably hit better than the result would tell you. That got up straight into that wind, and it's blowing straight in. One down for Jack Winkler. Rest of the order, Brennan Malone, the first baseman, batting fifth. Malone at first base. Jordan Groshans at third, batting in the sixth spot. Jordan Groshans at third. Jeremy Ironman, the shortstop, in the seventh spot. Jeremy Ironman is at short. Jack Winkler stands in. First pitch, high strike, 0-1. Jason Rosario, the right fielder, batting eighth. Jason is in right. A big swing of the bat last night. And Lazaro Armenteros batting ninth in left field. Lazaro in left. Winkler swings, pops one in the air. Fly ball to right field. Rodriguez is there. Settles under it. But that ball had a lot of air under it. And 2 men are down very quickly here in the bottom of the first inning. The batter, Henry Volpe. Junior Perez, Jack Winkler, and Henry Volpe up top. Daniel Susak, Brendan Malone, and Jordan Groshans in the middle. Jeremy Ironman, Jason Rosario, and Lazaro Armenteros rounded out for the Hounds. Here's Henry, 286 the average. It's a hard hit ball left side that'll be gloved on. Sliding play by McCullough. Comes up, slows in. Got him. What a nice play at the corner by Morgan McCullough. Ranged to his left about a step and a half, slid, made the catch, popped up through to first base for the out. Boy, that is really nicely handled. Talking about Morgan before the game with Travs radio boy Stephen Davis, who said he can really pick it, Dan McCullough. And, yep, there's Exhibit A on a beautiful play at the hot corner. So three up, three down for both ball clubs, and we'll go to the top of the second. Rockhounds and the Travelers, no score.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
One inning of Texas League baseball in the books. No score. Hounds and the Travs. Game three of this set. Mentioned it is Thirsty Thursday, so you are in the neighborhood anyway. You're still welcome to come out. Got plenty of time to watch some baseball and cool on down and jumpstart your weekend. Tomorrow evening, I don't think we've ever done this one before. Fishing shirts will be the specialty, the souvenir giveaway item. First 1,000 fans. Thanks to our friends at ProFrac for that tomorrow. Fishing shirt night. And military appreciation weekend as well. And that will include Saturday night fireworks. 7 o'clock start time tomorrow and Saturday. And on our Sunday tradition, 1 o'clock first pitch and family day to wrap up this series. And then the teams of the Texas League and every other, well, everybody except the All-Stars and the Futures guys and the Home Run Derby guys, everybody else, we get a four-day break. And when play resumes, by the way, the Travs, who have been on the road, they've got a nine-game road trip going, then the off days, and they will go home for a three-game set. Rockhounds will be at Corpus Christi after the break. Top half of inning number two, and Ben Williamson leads it off. Two-run home run last night for the right-handed hitter. He's the DH. Blake Beers misses way up and in with that one. One ball and no strikes. Hogan Windisch and Blake Rambusch will follow in the second inning. Home plate in shadows. That goes up past the first base bag and onto the edge of the grass in right field as Williamson looks at a backup pitch on the inside edge for a strike, 1-1. Then a 264, couple of home runs. Again, the second of those coming last night with a man on in the top of the first. Beers to the corner just missed, and the count goes 2-1. Blake Beers makes his 17th appearance. He is 14th start for the Rockhounds. He did some piggyback starting in the month of April. Stretch and the right-hander's pitching. That's way up and in for a ball. And Blake kind of turned away and looked off to the distance in frustration. 3-1 to Williamson. Overall, 6-5 with a 4.48 ERA. Right-hander out of the University of Michigan delivers that ball. Popped in the air, shallow right field. Wind will push a little bit. Jason Rosario will glove that. Heading toward the line in shallow right field. 3-1 pitch, but Williamson pops out. One man down in the second. Blake on the year. Numbers have really settled in nicely. He has a 1.32 whip and a 260 opponent average. Those are certainly very solid numbers. But I think more importantly, the way in which they have come to be is really what has been impressive with Blake. Hogan Windisch is the batter, right-handed hitting first baseman. Takes a backup pitch on the inside corner, 0-1. Blake had a 5.79 ERA in April. A little over 5 in May, although he pitched better, I think, than that number would tell you. But since June, delivery to the outside edge is wide for a ball. That ERA is down to 3.13 since the 1st of June, and 6 starts June and 1 here in July. 5 in June and 1 since the calendar turned. 1 ball, 1 strike. And a check swing, and that's a strike. Breaking pitch at 82, and the count goes 1-2. But the number, and we've talked about it ever since Blake first got the call up a year ago from Lansing. And, of course, it's the same for so many pitchers, but hits per inning. Pitch swung on, chopped back up the middle, shortstop. Ironman near the bag, makes the play, flips to first for the out. Jeremy Ironman at shortstop. A nifty play, 2 men are down. But for Blake, the hits per inning has absolutely been the barometer. Mentioned in April, 5.79 ERA. Opposition hit 3.42 against him, gave up 26 hits and 18 and two-thirds. In May, he was right at a hit per inning. Average dropped down to 2.60, which it now is for the year. Somehow at a 5 ERA in that month. But in June and July, 31 and two-thirds, 22 hits. And the other numbers fall right in line. Pitch up and away for a ball, and it's 1-0 to Blake Rambusch, the center fielder. In 6 starts since June, a 1.11 whip and opposition at 2.02. 1-0 pitch right down the heart of the plate for a strike at 93. And I think it applies to Blake just in watching him because he obviously has very good stuff, a live arm, and just again hitting too many bats early on, but that's part of what this is all about, of course, is development. Pitch just outside for a ball, 2-1. We've been talking about Daniel Susak, for example, Denzel Clark, Cooper Bowman, guys who got off to slow starts at the dish and have now, boy, have they ever skyrocketed. Daniel's at 300 for the year. He was hitting 129 at the end of April. But for Blake, it's been a very similar trajectory in the terms of his numbers. 2-1 pitch, way up and in, ball 3. Alberto Rodriguez on deck. No score. Top of the second inning. Rambusch, right-handed hitter at 220. Hands up high as he waits. Swings and fouls it back. And the count goes full now. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Rambusch playing in his 21st ball game since joining the Trabs. He went 0-3. His previous appearance in the series, swings and sends a fly ball right field toward the line. Long run by Jason Rosario lays out of room, and that ball will actually drift onto the grass berm in right field. And it will stay 3 balls and 2 strikes. Travelers wearing the gray uniforms, sleeves, the cutoffs look at the right at the shoulder with black sleeves under the gray jersey, black numerals and lettering piped in red. Rather sharp, I do believe. Hounds are in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed in dark blue and orange. Line drive, right field, Rosario, glasses glistening, and he'll make the catch. Well, line drive that, you know, anything hit in the air is a lot of sunshine, a little bit of breeze blowing, but Jason hauls that in. So for Blake Beers, it is 6 up and 6 down to start the ball game. To the bottom of the second we go. Rockhounds nothing, Travelers nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Middle third of the Rockhounds order as well here in the second inning. And to Susak, Brennan Malone, and Jordan Groshans to face Danny Werchanski. Left-hander into his motion. I noticed they have right-hander listed on the lineup card. That's good. Pitch down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Don't know right from left. That's good. We'll correct that, and next week we'll do colors. 1-0 count to Daniel. Susak at 300. Remarkable. Swings and pops one foul back out of play. One ball and one strike. Had a triple last night. It was just absolutely classic stuff. Close play, throw to third base. Just one of the most exciting plays in baseball. There's the 1-1 pitch, ground ball sharply hit at third, handled by McCullough again. Throw to first base in time. Sharply hit right at McCullough, but again, he's looking back into the sun as well. A little added level of difficulty. What a play McCullough made to end the first inning. Henry Bolte flat out hit Scoot, and that was a really, really pretty play. So back-to-back plays handled at the hot corner by Morgan McCullough, and the batter is Brennan Malone. A called strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Kicked out of Jim Eppard is here. He's the minor league hitting instructor for the A's. Boy, Jim's just one of those guys. I told him the other day, breaking pitch, called strike on the inside edge. It just hardly is baseball season without seeing Jim. He's just one of those guys, just great for the game, loves the game, and a pleasure to be around. Well, he was talking about Brennan Malone. We were talking about Brennan in Gregorio Petit's office today. Brendan went 2-for-5 yesterday, three-run double, two-run homer. Takes up and away here, 1-2. Career-high 5 RBIs. Well, the home run just scorched it. But he was grumbling after the game because in his last time up, he bounced into a double play. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He's just going to call third strike, little delayed call. I will make myself a note, a little delayed call by Jack Wasson, and the first strikeout of this ball game for the left-hander, Danny Werchanski. Jinx Brennan right into that one. Nobody on and two down. Here's Jordan Groshans, right-handed hitter. Outstanding third baseman. Came over to the A's in the trade with the New York Yankees. That was June 23rd. Was assigned directly to the Rockhounds, playing tonight in his 12th game with the Hounds. Swings and hits a line drive. Base hit into left field. Jordan Groshans has now reached base in all 12 games in which he has played for the Rockhounds. Line drive to left field. Jumped on the first pitch and lined it to left. First base runner for either team in this game is a two-out single in the second. And here's Jeremy Heirbin. Jeremy did 244, six home runs, 22 runs driven in. Time call as the bat boy retrieves the paraphernalia. Jordan Groshans now set to go, takes the lead off first base. Warchanski set, the lefty looks at the runner, comes to the plate. This ball is hit high in the air to left field. This is high, this is deep, this ball's got a chance, and that ball is out of here. Jeremy Ironman sidewalk souvenir to the grass berm Rocky Mountain in left field. My goodness, that was a line shot through the wind onto the berm. Touch that dish, young man. Two-run drive for Jeremy Ironman. Well, I mean, that ball absolutely a laser off the bat. Jeremy Ironman is having himself a stretch. 2-0 Hounds as Jason Rosario nubs one foul right at the plate. It is 0-1. Jeremy against Amarillo last week went 9-for-21 with 3 home runs and 12 driven in. Had 2 home runs and 7 ribbies in one game. Pitch up and in for a ball, 1-1. And I didn't even have a chance to mention it because he tattooed the first pitch he saw in this game. But the Texas League Player of the Week jinx is apparently still alive. Here's a swing and a foul back. It's 1-2 to Jason. Jeremy had the sensational week against Amarillo, was the hitter of the week in the Texas League, and promptly went 0-for-5 in the opener of the series against the Travelers. But boy, before you can even say it, I mean, that ball. Well, I don't know how quickly it got to the berm, but it got there in a hurry. One ball, two strikes to Jason Rosario, who takes up and in and bends back out of the way and hits the deck. Warchanski's pitch way up and in. Well, on two pitches, the Hounds take a 2-0 lead. Jordan Groshans line drive single to left, and Jeremy the line drive over the wall and left. Rosario waits with a 2-2 count, nobody on, two out. Breaking pitch, tap toward first, and that should be easy pickings, and it is for Windisch. And he will get there for the out. Well, the Rockhounds jump out on top. An absolute laser by Jeremy Ironman. We played 2 at Rocky Town. Hounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top half of the third, and it'll be the bottom third of the order. Alberto Rodriguez, Jake Anchia, and Morgan McCullough for the Travelers. Alberto Rodriguez, left-handed hitting right fielder, 221 in 64 games, so he's been pretty much an everyday player or very close to it for the Travs. Cheating in at third is Jordan Groshans. Pitch from Beers, a strike at the knees on the inside corner, 0-1. Shadow right to the pitcher's rubber now, so the shoes are in shadows and everything else in the bright sunlight for Blake as that shadow continues as the familiar scene as it stretches out. Pitch low and away for a ball, 1-1. And the return throw gets away from Blake. He'll keep the baseball. I was kind of curious to see if he might want a new one after that. One ball and one strike. Stretch by the right-hander. Pitch is swung and ripped right field toward the corner. That is a foul ball. Boy, by about, what, 3-4 feet? Not by much. Rodriguez jumped on that pitch, got in front of it just enough that it was a line drive foul, but that was hard hit. So a 1-2 count on the Travs right fielder. Taking around the Hounds defense, give the deluxe tour here with Rodriguez's plate appearance is done. Pitch from Blake up and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Again, overall for Blake Pierce, 6-5, 4.48 ERA. 72 strikeouts and 82 in the third, 29 bases on balls, so a 2.5-1 ratio. 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, adds to it with a strikeout of Alberto Rodriguez. Second strikeout for Blake Beers, one down in the third inning. Jake Anchia, the catcher, will be the batter. Defensively, Lazaro Armenteros is in left field. Junior Perez is in center. Jason Rosario around in right. Left side of the infield can flat out pick it. Jordan Groshans is at third. Jeremy Ironman at shortstop. Good backup pitch gets there. Called strike to Anchia, 0-1. Second baseman is Jack Winkler. First baseman, Brennan Malone, who is way off the bag and about two steps off the grass. That is a positioning that the A's have been using this season, and then Gregorio kind of messes with it a little bit as well. Pitch down and away at a swing and a miss. 0-2 chased one, did Jake. 0-2 to the Travs catcher. Daniel Susak behind the plate for the Hounds and Blake Beers. 17th appearance on the year. Right-hander set. Glove between the belt and the letters. And a swing and a miss. Pitch up and in. And Jake Anchia is out on strikes. Jake 0 for 8 in the series with 4 strikeouts. 2 up, 2 down. Third strikeout for Blake Beers. And that'll bring up Morgan McCullough. Morgan, left-handed hitting third baseman. Really nice play in the first inning to end the inning against Henry Bolt. First pitch swing, ground ball right side, handled by Winkler, and a sharp hop in the throw to first base for the out. So Blake Beers, well, at least 3 innings into this game, continues to be, I think, one of the really good stories of 2024. After 2.5, Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
The 1975 Cubs team that shared a league title featured a young reliever who had turned his career around by developing a split-finger fastball, which virtually no one was using at that time. It was the pitch that would pave his way to Cooperstown. Bruce Sutter was a member of the Cubs here for 2 seasons, part of 1974 and all of 75 when he helped the Cubs to that shared title, and he was pitching at Wrigley Field for the following year. Bruce posted a 1.96 ERA in 49 games over the 2 seasons in West Texas, and he went on to earn 300 career saves in the show, pitching for the Cubs, Cardinals, and Braves. He was a World Series champion with St. Louis in 1982 and was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2006. A few years later, a young Cubs pitcher was having a quite different experience here. In his 2 seasons in West Texas, his ERA was over 5.5. He struck out 117 batters and walked 213. Oh, by the way, he's in Cooperstown, too. Lee Smith figured it out. The big right-hander went on to pitch 18 big league seasons with a 3.03 ERA and a nearly 3-to-1 strikeouts-to-walks ratio. Lee was elected to the Hall in 2019. His 478 saves are third in Major League history, behind only Trevor Hoffman and Mariano Rivera. Well, very cool sidebar. The first save of Lee Smith's career came here in 1978 as a member of the Midland Cubs.
Last half of the third, and Lazaro Armenteros will lead it off. Left-hander Danny Werchanski. That shadow now right past the mound. Delivers up high for a ball. So just for a moment or two more, probably a minute, maybe 2 minutes literally, that ball will come off the fingertips right from sunlight into the shadow. Pitch low and in for a ball, 2-0. Again, Danny Werchanski. Some guys, of course, will spend a little bit of time at independent ball. Danny has spent parts of three seasons, I think two full years, in fact, in the independent ranks. Delivery on the inside edge called strike 2-1. Man, you tip your cap. You really do. And Tommy John surgery in 2019. And a couple of times when he was going to sign a contract, pitch a breaking ball down 3-1, and for whatever the reason, had a couple of contracts voided due to a failed physical. And, of course, that can be anything tiny or otherwise. But he has endured that. He has pitched in three seasons of independent ball, and just a terrific year. Bouncer to first base, going to have to hurry, and boy, just in time. As Windisch got there, did Hogan Windisch, the first baseman. Lázaro Armenteros is fast. That ball was hit between first and second. A second look at how deep that was. Yeah, it was on the infield grass, so Windisch was a step or two onto the grass, had to turn back and get to the bag, and he did just ahead of Lázaro. There's no way for the pitcher to cover that. So a really good effort by Windisch to get Armenteros one up, one down in the third. A little chopper in the infield grass that almost did damage. Junior Perez looking to bunt, spins out of the way of the left-hander's pitch. One ball and no strikes. Danny, 27 years of age. He's a New York native from Stony Point, New York. Pitch down, a little ball, two balls, no strikes, 2-0 count. Junior flew out to left field his first time up. 254 on this season for the speedy center fielder. Twist and the pitch by Wachanski, hard hit ball to third base, backhanded by McCullough near the line, sets up, throws in, got it. Boy, that's another really good play. I mean, that's just textbook. Junior Perez is fast. That ball was hit basically on the third base line or maybe a half step inside it. So he was a long ways away. Willis McCullough. And Morgan's not the biggest guy in the world, but really good arm strength. And again, that's through a crosswind as well. You don't think about that, but well, you do if you play ball here in West Texas. Now Jack Winkler. Bases empty, two down. 2-0 Hounds in the third. Breaking pitch and a good one called strike at the heart of the plate, 0-1. Jack flew out to right field his first time up. Had a three-hit ball game last night. Pull one pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed pitch at him way out in front. One arm swing, 0-2. Travelers playing very similar defensively at first base. I will pay more attention to that in this series. Pitch down low, 1-2. And the Rockhounds quite often will have the first baseman well off the bag. Sometimes flirting with halfway towards second base and only a step or so behind the grass and off the infield grass, and that is where Windisch is playing. The 1-2 pitch is high and away to Jack. Two balls and two strikes to the Hounds second baseman. Morgan McCullough shading the line pretty noticeably at third base. Shortstop shading the hole is Cole Young. 2-2 count, bases empty, two down. Delivery bounced foul toward and into the Travs dugout. And the count, two balls and two strikes. Two-run home run, Jeremy Eierman. Only two runs of this game coming on back-to-back pitches. Single by Jordan Groshans and a line drive home run by Eierman. Pitch swung on and bounced foul wide at third. You know, that was sharply hit. Gregorio didn't even give it a look. So a 2-2 count to Jack Winkler. Jack at 247. Five home runs, 43 driven in, leads the Texas League with 22 doubles. Right-handed hitter ready to go. The lefty, Wachanski, with the sign. The twist in the 2-2, and that is popped in the air. That's playable left side of the infield for the shortstop, Cole Young. Looking straight up into that high sky. Barely had to move, and he will glove it. So a pop out to shortstop, and the Rockhounds go in order three innings in this book. Six half innings, and in five of the six, the clubs have gone 1-2-3. We'll give you some totals coming up after two innings complete. It's the Rockhounds 2 and Arkansas nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe. and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
Well, there have been 20 batters to the plate in this game. 18 of them have been retired. The other two on two pitches responsible for all of the offense in this game. 2-0 Rockhounds, top of the fourth inning. So top of the order for Brock Rodden. Switch hitting second baseman. Takes over the outside half from Blake Beers, called strike 0-1. Jordan Groshans, first hit of the game, a line drive to left field on a first pitch swing. Next pitch, Jeremy Ironman lined one out of here, and I mean out of here to left field. Boy, impressive swing of the bat. Swinging, here's a high fly ball left field. Going back and over is Lazaro. Wind pushing, moving toward the corner, reaches up and makes the catch. And Breeze is very definitely in effect. That's what was so stunning about the ball that Ironman did. Of course, line drives are line drives. But boy, even going through an 11-mile-an-hour plus wind blowing directly in, that ball cleared the high wall and left. So one away as Rodden flies out to open the fourth. Here's Cole Young. Left-handed hitting shortstop takes down and in for ball one for Blake. So for Arkansas, no runs, hits, or errors. Nobody left. Rockhounds, two runs, two hits, no errors, nobody left. 1-0 count to Cole Young. Struck out his first time. Takes down and in for a ball, 2-0. That's 54 strikeouts, but he has been to the plate right around 340 times. And at age 21, that's a really, really very, very good ratio in terms of plate appearances per strikeout. 2-0 delivery. Swung on, lifted in the air left side. That will drift and into the seats or maybe toward the berm. Nope, going to get into the seating area down the left field side. 2-1 to count. Game 2 was last night. Rockhounds winning 11-5. And in that one, an 8-run third inning. So the Hounds winning the first two games of this series, 8-1 and 11-5. And again, the 8-1 game, that was a misleading score. A 5-run last of the eighth broke open a very close game. 2-1 count. Young waits. Swinging a pop foul out of play up and over the roof on the left side, 2-2. Teams meet tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock. Rockhounds fishing shirts for the first 1,000 fans. Fireworks after the game for everybody as military appreciation weekend continues on Saturday. 2-2 pitch, punch left side. Groshans will backhand it, throw to first and got him. Jordan Groshans, the third baseman, with the play. Two men down in the fourth inning. And the batter is Victor Labrada. Sunday in the afternoon will be the wrap-up of this one. Travis will be able to head home for a while to get the four-day break, then a three-game series at Dickey Stevens Park. Hounds will get the break and then take off Thursday, in fact, for Corpus Christi. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0 to the left-hand hitting left fielder. Labrada popped out to shortstop Jeremy Ironman in the high skies last time. Delivery to the back door, boy, just wide. Two balls, no strikes. Here's just a little bit of grumbling downstairs. Very close pitch. Two balls, no strikes to Labrada. Ben Williamson on deck. Jeremy Ironman shading him up the middle. fixed. Boy, that just missed ball three, 3-0. And again, crowd grumbles. A couple of very close pitches on 1-0 and 2-0. So a 3-0 count here to Labrada. One would guess he is taking. Pitch from Blake. No, he didn't. Ground ball to second base. Handled by Jack Winkler. Backhands it. Throws the first for the out. Well, Labrada got a pitch he liked on 3-0, but he bounces out, and that is 12 up and 12 down for Blake Beers. But again, two pitches. The difference in this game, two pitches and the two-run score. After three and a half, Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine. You walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Last of the fourth, and Henry Bolte will lead it off. Other than Jordan Groshans and Jeremy Ironman, who had the back-to-back swings of the bat, Henry, maybe the closest thing to a hit in this game. Morgan McCullough took it away from him on a very nice play at third base to end the first inning. Right-handed hitter, Henry Bolte leading it off. Swings and misses. 0-1 from Danny Werchanski. Well, again, independent ball. Of course, team nicknames are getting a little on the goofy side in affiliated ball. Swing, fly ball, center field, well struck, but with room drifting back. Well, that ball's really well hit. Rambush will tuck it away. Deep center field, the out recorded. Well, that ball was really hit, and wind is blowing absolutely straight in. It's at least 11 miles an hour and maybe a little bit stronger. Well, Henry got that, but Rambush tracked it down short of the track. Now, names are getting out of hand, of course. You got the jumbo shrimp and the sod poodles and trash pandas. Lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Here is Daniel Susak now. Takes right down the middle, called strike. But a year ago, Danny was a Charleston Dirty Bird. Couldn't these meetings have gone on 30 more minutes and maybe just put one or two more possibilities in there? But apparently not. It was a Charleston Dirty Bird. 0-1 pitch. Down and away, 1-1. And spent a couple of seasons in the Frontier League, both of those with the New York Boulders. That name makes perfect sense, of course. But here he is, an affiliated ball, man. An easy guy to root for. Swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 to Daniel Susak. He's actually had three failed physicals, had the Tommy John surgery along the way as well. So just look at a guy whose path, whose journey has covered everything that his has. And, boy, again, you have to wish a guy like that well. And he's having, again, as we said, outstanding year, 2.91 ERA. 1-2 pitch, up high for a ball, 2-2. Texas League pitcher of the month in June. I think he had a pretty good June. 2-0 with a 0.64 earned run average. Yeah, that'll get you a trophy. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. Daniel Susak out on strikes and an off-speed delivery by Werchanski for his second strikeout of the game. So two down in the fourth, and boy, it's just been a case of really two swings of the bat on back-to-back pitches in the second inning. That's the difference. Here's Brendan Malone, struck out looking his first time up. couple of hits in last night's game. Double and a home run. Five ribbies. Swings and sends one high in the air. Right side wind, I think, will push this out of play. And yet, well, almost to the concourse, in fact. And then a big high hop and up onto the clubhouse roof. 0-1 the count to Brennan. Hilliard Office Solutions, find the solution. We'll keep it right here in 2024 this season for this edition of our trivia. Pretty remarkable performance today by a first-time All-Star. Breaking pitch, or just up and away perhaps to Malone. 1-1. Brennan, right-handed hitter, 275. Takes breaking pitch down and in. Ball 2-1. Been really maybe among the Rockhounds regulars, maybe the most consistent hitter on the season has been Brennan. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Bounces that one foul at the plate. Count 2-2. And 275 batting average, and he's been right around that much of the season. Just going to give you on-base numbers. I'll put a hold on that. He has a 2-2 count. Nobody on and two men down. Bottom of the fourth inning. Hounds lead it 2-0. Malone waits. The left-hander with Chansky with the delivery. That ball hit in the air to shallow center field. Coming on with room. He is Rambush, and he's got it for the out. So this time to very shallow center field. Routine fly ball. Well, again, just two guys on two pitches have reached base in this game. And they both scored because the second of them was a home run. We have played four in the evening sunshine in West Texas. The Rockhounds 2 and Arkansas nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight. And the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Through four innings of baseball, 26 batters to the plate, 24 of them out. And the only two that weren't, single and home run on back-to-back pitches. You gotta love baseball. Top half of the fifth inning, and the batter will be Ben Williamson. Hogan Windisch and Blake Rambush will follow in the Travs fifth. Well, Paul Skeens has been remarkable, former LSU Tiger, going to the All-Star game. And he is going, by the way, after 11 big league games played. And nobody is arguing with the selection. Pitch to Williamson, called strike from Blake Beers. It's 0-1. Paul Skeens pitched today for the final time before heading to Arlington. He did okay. Guy's amazing. 0-1 pitch way up high for a ball, 1-1. Williamson flew out to right field his first time up. Ben, right-handed hitter. Paul Skeens struck out 11 Milwaukee Brewers, 7 innings, no hits. Game played at Pittsburgh. Check swing, he went, no appeal needed. 1-2. Just remarkable. 8th consecutive start in which Skeens has struck out at least 7 batters. And that's 8 of his first 11 games overall. Swinging a foul back, count 1-2. Which you never know when anybody, where anybody's path is going to lead. I mean, that's, we have no idea. But, boy, one of the most impressive debuts in, well, really, I'll give you a number here, in big league history, in fact. Stretch and pitch by Blake, down and away, and the count goes 2-2 to Ben Williamson. like Kim said, hands between the belt and the letters. Right-hander's leg kick in the delivery. Just outside. Breaking pitch slid off the outside corner. Full count, 3-2. Just the second 3-2 count. He did go 3-0 to Victor Labrada in the fourth, but he bounced out on the 3-0 pitch. Count is full. Williamson waits. Pitch from Beers. Swing and a miss. He got him. Back up pitch at 86 miles an hour. Williamson out. Fourth strikeout for Blake Beers. One away for Hogan Windisch. Well, the Pittsburgh Pirates have been around in the National League since 1887. They are one of the absolute originals. 1887, they've been around since. So I'm curious where Skeens stands in their history. Here's a called strike to Windisch. Eight consecutive games with at least seven strikeouts for Paul Skeens. What's the all-time record for the Pirates? Most consecutive games with seven strikeouts or more. Pitch low and away for a ball, one ball and one strike. By the way, heck of a game today in Pittsburgh. 1-0. Pirates defeating the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, guys, the ace of the staff, he's pitched 11 big league games. One ball, one strike pitch, sails way up high. Two balls, one strike. Hounds 2, Travelers nothing, top of the fifth inning. Infield almost entirely in shadows, but a crescent shape of bright sunlight right at the feet of shortstop Jeremy Ironman, and then extending out back up the middle and into the outfield. Back up pitch, stays up high, 3-1. Lazaro Armenteros, the left fielder. Center fielder is Junior Perez. Even the right fielder, Jason Rosario, will battle the sun a bit. 3-1 pitch, swung on, fly ball, right field. Rosario going back, and he's got it. Well hit ball, opposite field, but it's into the glove of Rosario for the out. Line drive to right field. Well, trivia answer number one. Got a couple of things on Paul Skeens. He has struck out seven or more batters in eight consecutive games. Pirates have been around since 1887. What's the all-time record for most consecutive games with seven or more whiffs by a Pirate? Here's a hint. The record was set today. It's Paul Skeens with eight. Pitch a strike and it's 0-1. 11 games into your big league career and you have set a record. And granted, it's not a prominent record, but it's pretty impressive for a franchise that's been around for about a zillion years, 1887. The 0-1 pitch. Boy, just outside. One ball, one strike. Difference between a perfect pitch and ball one isn't very much. One ball, one strike to count. Blake Rambusch lined out sharply to right fielder Jason Rosario, his first time up. 1-1 pitch by Beers. High and tight for a ball, 2-1. Well, Paul Skeens, in an earlier start at Wrigley Field this season, struck out 11 batters and did not allow a hit. And again, he didn't allow a hit today. Pitch swung on and popped in the air. Right side not deep. Long run for somebody. Shortstop or second baseman, rather, in foul ground. Jack Winkler makes the catch. Nicely done in the breeze. Well, that ball just kept drifting. Wind pushing. And Jack makes the catch, crossing into foul territory. Jason Rosario on the way as well. Well, how about Blake Beers? Said this guy's been a story. Since June, he's been one of the best pitchers in the Texas League. 15 up and 15 down to the bottom of the fifth inning. Hounds 2, Travs nothing.
Love really good produce? So do we. At HEB, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your HEB, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. HEB. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds.
As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
We are midway through a tremendous ball game tonight. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing. The guy who has one of the two hits in the game, Jordan Groshen, sends a bouncer up the middle that is handled at shortstop nicely by Cole Young. One pitch, he went after the first pitch his last time as well. And before I could tell you, he goes after the first pitch here, but bounces out. Groshen's lined a single to center field in the second inning with two men down. On the next pitch, the guy obviously now comes to the plate, Jeremy Ironman. Absolutely lasered a home run, a line drive over the left field wall. And here's Jeremy. We'll see if he is aggressive this time against the left-hander. Where Chansky's pitch, he is, and he bounced it foul 0-1. So that has been it so far. 29 batters have come to the plate, 27 of them out. Two hits, no walks. 0-1 pitch to Jeremy. Backdoor delivery, bounced foul, 0-2. Home run, his seventh, his fourth in the last week and a half. RBIs, 23 and 24, 14 of them in the last week and a half for Jeremy. 0-2 pitch, tempted, did not go. Count is 1-2. Jason Rosario waiting on deck. So last of the fifth inning. Hounds 2, Travs nothing. Where Chansky has been outstanding. The 1-2 pitch and a swing and a miss. He got him. So a little modicum of revenge for the Travs left-hander as Jeremy Ironman's out on strikes. Strikeout number 3 for Danny Werchanski, and here's Jason Rosario. Jason bounced out to first baseman Hogan Windisch, his first time up. Left-handed hitter waits. Back up pitch, got there, called strike 0-1. Infield has him shaded pull, looking at it. Cole Young, the shortstop. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a bouncer foul. Cole standing right on the edge of the grass. All of the infield dirt is in shadows, but Cole is on the edge of the grass. Heels, of course, put all up against the grass, and from the waist up is in sunlight. So that's that angle of the sun right at it. This doesn't matter. Swing and a miss, breaking ball away. And Cole Young had Jason Rosario swinging at some West Texas breeze. My goodness, what a ball game. You like good pitching and some good defense along the way. You got to love this one. We'll give you totals, and they're the only totals in this game are the number 2. Do that at the moment after 5 complete. Hounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Well, I think this has been just a sensational baseball game. We have now played 5 innings. 32 batters have come to the plate. 30 of them have gone out. The entire scoring summary through 5 innings and the entire offensive summary through 5 innings. With two out in the second inning, Jordan Groshans, a first pitch line drive single to left. Next pitch, Jeremy Ironman, a line drive home run over the left field wall. And that is it. Hounds, 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors, nobody left. Arkansas, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. So top of the sixth inning. And Blake Beers will face the bottom third of the order. Here's Alberto Rodriguez. Jake Anchia and Morgan McCullough will follow for the Trabs. Jordan Groshans originally cheating way in at third. He now backs off. Rodriguez, I believe, the other night did drop one down or tried. Takes up and away for a ball, 1-0 from Blake. So Hound's not, at least at this point, not thinking that Rodriguez will try to bunt. Left-handed hitter swings away, comes up empty. Boy, the bottom fell out of that pitch at 81 miles an hour. Now, 2-0 game, game three of this series. And the Hounds winning the first two. Score, I think, has been certainly on Tuesday a little bit misleading. One ball and one strike. Pitch swung on and sliced foul out of play. Left side, 1-2. Rodriguez, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Blake Beers with four strikeouts and Yanni Werchanski with four whips. Beers comes set. 1-2 pitch. That one slipped away off the fingertips, up and away for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Blake, 63 pitches. Top of inning number six. Leadoff batter up. Pitch to the corner is just wide, boys. And several of those and just missed. So 3-2. Third time he's gone full in the ball game. Shortstop Jeremy Ironman shading up the middle, right side of the infield, playing Rodriguez to pull, and takes a breaking pitch called strike. You can see it coming a mile away. There is just something about certain breaking pitches. They leave the fingertips and you go, that's a strike. Absolutely throws Alberto at the plate. So strikeout number five for Blake Beers. One man down, and here is Jake Anchia. I've never determined what it is about certain pitches. You just want to call it the moment it jumps off the fingertips. No matter the team, the batter, the pitcher. Same thing. Breaking pitch backs up over the inside edge to Jake Anchia, 0-1. Jake, a strikeout his first time up. Trabs will get a couple of players tomorrow with Harry Ford and Cole Young going to the Futures game. Swing and a miss. Boy, chased a fastball up and away there. 95 miles an hour. Up and away, swinging strike two. Right now, Anchia really probably the only available catcher on the roster. Again, Harry Ford with some back spasms on Tuesday. 0-2 pitches high and away. Count is 1-2. Boy, as Stephen Davis was pointing out, again, a great friend, the voice of the Trabs, Anchia took a foul tip. Yeah, and Blake got hit on the wrist with one pitch as well. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-2. And Jake, from what I am told, about as tough as they come, and he was really in some pain with nobody really to back him up. Morgan McCullough, I guess, would be the backup catcher, the emergency catcher. 2-2 count. Nobody on, two away. Stretch and pitch. Popped in the air, middle of the infield. Jack Winkler, behind the bag. Second baseman tucks it away. Two men down in the top of the sixth, and here is Morgan McCullough. Bounced out to second, his first time up. McCullough, a left-handed hitter. Morgan at 215, four home runs, 20 driven in. 0-for-3 with a walk and a whiff in the series. Hounds shade him solidly toward the middle with Jeremy Ironman. Pitch drops down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Against McCullough, Brennan Malone, first baseman, playing back. Shading in the pull with second baseman Jack Winkler. Takes down the middle, does McCullough, for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Left-hand center field really battling the sun right now, watching Junior Perez shields his eyes in center field. 1-1 pitch, and that is swung on and popped foul. Daniel Susak will give a look, but that's going to clank down on the roof. One ball and two strikes. And the organist, if we had one, was, we don't really, but sounded like it. Played the theme from The Sting, wasn't it? Kind of cool. One ball, two strikes, stretch and pitch, high and away for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes to McCullough. Top of the order, Brock Rodden would be next here in the sixth inning. Beers comes set. 2-2 count. McCullough waits. Pitch swung on line drive. Gloved and hung on to by Winkler. Slap a little. Leather takes a line drive hit away from McCullough. That ball was in the glove, out of the glove, and back into the glove. Jack Winkler. Big smile on his face as he heads to the dugout. That was a terrific catch. Watch it again. Line shot leaps. Boy, he was way off his feet. Ball came out of the glove. He grabbed it again for the out. Tremendous defense. To the bottom of the sixth. Score remains Hounds 2, Travs nothing.
In Major League history, only 31 pitchers have earned 300 or more saves. Five of them pitched for our franchise. Hall of Famer Lee Smith was here with the Cubs in 1978 and 79. He had some trouble navigating the strike zone back then, but he figured it out, recording 478 saves, third all-time behind guys named Hoffman and Rivera. Troy Percival was drafted by the Angels as a catcher and spent his first pro season behind the dish before moving to the mound. Percy, who pitched for the Angels here in 1992, had 358 career saves, 13th all-time. Roberto Hernandez struggled as a minor league starter before flourishing in the bullpen. Roberto, who was here in 1988 and 89, had 326 saves, the majority of them with the White Sox, 19th all-time. Despite his brilliant career at the University of Texas, there were those who doubted Houston Street would become a successful big league closer. The doubters were wrong. With 324 saves, Houston ranks 20th all-time. When injuries ended Bruce Sutter's career, he famously said, "I'm throwing the ball as hard as ever. It's just not getting there as fast." He was one of the first great closers and, with 300 saves, was inducted into Cooperstown in 2006. How good were these guys? Lee Smith, Troy Percival, Roberto Hernandez, Houston Street, and Bruce Sutter combined for 1,786 saves.
And we are bound for the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Lazaro Armentero takes a called strike. It's 0-1, pitch at the knees from Danny Wierczanski. Talking great pitching there, and boy, great pitching in this game. Lazaro takes. That bounces right at his shoe tops. One ball, one strike. Lazaro bounced out on a little chopper to first base, was nicely handled by Hogan Windisch, who had to hustle to the bag and just barely got there. Each team has had one base hit, I would think you could safely say, taken away. A swing and a miss, 1-2. Lazaro way out in front. Armenteros then back up top, Junior Perez and Jack Winkler, who made the brilliant play just a moment ago. 1-2 pitch. Sails high and outside. Two balls, two strikes. By the way, Hounds bullpen is empty. Blake Beers, six innings, 18 up. 18 down, one close call, and it was a close call indeed. Jack Winkler with a leaping catch in the line drive by Morgan McCullough. 2-2, drops down and in, ball 3-2. Well, I don't remember Wierczanski, since the very first batter of the ball game, he went full to Junior Perez. That's his first full count since. Both guys have been really sharp in this game, obviously. 3-2, swing and a miss, he got him. Again, off speed. And that's three consecutive strikeouts now for Danny Wierczanski. Top of the order, Junior Perez. Well, Morgan McCullough was robbed of a base hit by Jack Winkler. And it was Morgan who took one away from Henry Bolte in the first inning. So each team with a little bit of thievery. Junior has flown to left field and bounced out on another good play by McCullough. Pitch inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And that was in the third inning, not quite as notable as the one in the first inning, but a really nice pick. Morgan's made a couple of, maybe two or three really good plays at third. 1-0 pitch, floats over the heart of the plate for a strike, 1-1. Last of the sixth, Hounds 2, Arkansas nothing. Back-to-back base hits on two pitches, the difference. Pitch swung on, fouled back, and a count 1-2. Junior is one of several guys with some personal business that it's in some pretty serious jeopardy the way this ball game is being pitched. 1-2 count to the right-handed hitting center fielder. And the 1-2 pitch way outside for a ball, 2-2. And this one's zipping along. We'll follow up on our Hilliard Office Solutions tribute, talking about Paul Skeens setting a Pirate franchise record today with seven or more Ks in eight straight games. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, that's four in a row now for Werchanski. And he has really had the off-speed stuff working to the last couple of hitters. Six strikeouts for the left-hander, four in a row. Here's Jack Winkler. Jack with a brilliant catch a few moments ago off Morgan McCullough's bat. Range to his left, made a leaping catch, and man, he was off the ground. Well, popped out of the glove a bit, but he managed to corral it. Takes a called strike, 0-1. And Werchanski, who was brilliant at Frisco in his last outing, doing it again here, sixth inning. Pitch is swung, and that's popped up. First base side. Hogan Windisch in fair territory, no foul ground. This makes the catch. Two strikeouts and a pop-out. Werchanski has been outstanding. Six innings in this ballgame, there have been two base hits. And they came back-to-back in the second inning. To the top of the stretch inning we go. Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the order, third time through for Arkansas. Brock Rodden will lead it off. Cole Young and Victor Labrada will follow. Top of the seventh inning. Blake Beers, first pitch. Outside corner of the knees, called strike. The backdoor pitch got there, 0-1. Brock Rodden has flown out twice to left fielder Lázaro Armenteros. Jordan Groshans cheating to the edge of the grass at third. Beers pitch swung on, and that's hit high in the air to straightaway center field. Perez drifting in. Junior from sunlight to shadow, he will glove it. And a pop fly to shallow center field. It's one down in the seventh inning. And the batter will be Cole Young. Cole 0 for 2. He is struck out and bounced to third. Mentioned Paul Skeens and today going in a brilliant outing against the Milwaukee Brewers. Seven no-hit innings with 11 strikeouts. Pitch up high, ball one. So he didn't allow a hit, struck out at least 11 batters. In National League and American League history, only one other pitcher has ever done that more than once. Swinging a fly ball left field. Armenteros there, waiting. Got it. Two men down. Fly ball to left. Cole Young skies out. Two men down in the seventh. And I do believe it is officially getting intriguing. Only one other pitcher has ever done that in American or National League history. 11 or more strikeouts with no hits. And done it more than once in a single season. Skeens has already done it. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-0. The only other guy to do it is one of the absolute positive, most likely, and logical answers. And Mr. Skeens is in some rarefied air. Swing and a foul ball. Count is 1-1. 11 strikeouts, no hits in six or more innings, by the way. And do it more than once in the same season. Paul Skeens accomplished that today. The other guy to do it, Nolan Ryan, and those were both no-hitters. He completed the games. Of course, different time, space, and dimension. That's rare company. 1-1 pitch. Strike call, upper edge strike is Labrada kind of turned away from it. 1-2. Nobody on, two men down. Top of the seventh inning. Hounds 2, Travelers nothing. Beers with the 1-2. He got him. Swing and a miss. 21 up, 21 down for Blake Beers. Been talking about this young man and how since the 1st of June he has just been exceptional. Strikeout is his sixth of the ball game, and he has pitched, we'll only say it with him, in the dugout. Seven perfect innings for Blake Beards. Seventh inning stretch, little non-Googleable coming up. Danny Werchanski back to the mound. He's been brilliant. Take me out to the ball game. Time hounds 2, Travs nothing.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
And we said right at the top of the broadcast, Danny Werchanski, of course, was the pitcher of the month in June in the Texas League. I would guess Blake Beers was, I don't know, maybe second or third in the thought process because he was outstanding. Werchanski was off the charts. So we said at the top of the broadcast, this looks like a very intriguing pitching matchup. You think so? It is 2-0 to the bottom of the seventh inning. Two hits in the game. Successive pitches in the second. Jordan Groshans a single. Jeremy Ironman a home run. That's it. Blake Beers, 21 up, 21 down through seven. And there's nobody throwing in the bullpen. Henry Bolte, 0-2. He's hit it really well both times. Really hit a ball to deep center field, but got a little too much air, and the wind is absolutely straight in. Right-handed hitter, big swing and a miss, comes up empty 0-1. Henry Bolte, Daniel Susak, and Brennan Malone in the Rockhounds' seventh inning. Danny Werchanski, left-hander, delivery, swung on and missed. Up and in, Henry Bolte, 0-2. Henry hit the sharp ball to third base that Morgan McCullough made by one of the two exceptional defensive plays in this game, one by McCullough and one by Jack Winkler. Those plays taking hits away. Here's the 0-2. Up and away for a ball. Count goes 1-2. Both bullpens at this point are silent. 1-2 stretch, and the pitch from Werchanski got him. Swing and a miss. Well, Werchanski has really cranked up the strikeouts. That's 5 of the last 6 now that he has struck out. 7 overall for the ballgame. Well, here is Daniel Susak. He is 0-2, bounced out to third, and struck out swinging. Everybody in this ballgame except Jordan Groshans and Jeremy Ironman is 0-4. No hits, no walks, no runs. No hit batsman, Visa, MasterCard, anything else. Breaking pitch inside corner called strike 0-1. Non-Googleable trivia will try to sneak this in. This game being played, by the way. Again, just the pitching has just been outstanding. 0-1 pitch and a bouncer foul. The sun may not come up tomorrow. NationalPastime.com, I believe, actually got something wrong. That website is outstanding. But upon looking up to get a little more and discovered they actually, I think they made a mistake. The 0-2 pitch down and in 1-2. Great, great website, by the way. Baseball history, stuff from the kind of the unusual to the just basic historical, and some of it is absolutely sensational. On this date, Steve Garvey named the All-Star Game MVP. 1978, here's the 1-2 pitch, and that ball is hard hit. Left center field by Daniel Susak. That ball is going to be a sliding effort, and his cap made. Did he hang on? He did. What a catch in center by Rambusch. That is the second brilliant defensive play of this ball game. Blake Rambusch ranging to his right in the gap in left center field. The wind probably held that up a little bit. Was not really clear from here because he slid and blocked the... Couldn't see the glove behind the body as he slid. He turned and faced the outfield wall, but he hung onto that Rambusch with a brilliant catch in left center field. Two men down to the inning, and Daniel Susak got robbed. Brilliant play. Pitched down on the way to Brendan Malone, 1-0. As Blake made the slide, again, he turned his body so he had the uniform number, the back of the jersey facing us. Couldn't tell if he hung on or not, but he did. Here's a swing and a miss. Malone chases one up, 1-1. NationalPastime.com said that Steve Garvey became the first two-time MVP in All-Star history on this date, but he was not. Don't know if there was some other qualification in there. Pitch up and away, 2-1. So Garvey is not the only two-time All-Star MVP. Was not, in fact, he was the second when he was named in 1978. How many have there been? All-Star game MVPs twice. Well-hit ball into left field, but that will be corralled. Line drive handled by Labrada. Line drive to left. Couple of well-hit balls in the inning, but again, three up, three down, this time thanks to some brilliant defense in center. Well, it is crunch time deluxe. Blake Beers back to the mound. We go to the top of the eighth. Rockhounds 2, Arkansas nothing.
Fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
Our game summary has not budged since the second inning. The only number that has changed is the remarkable number. There have been 44 batters up in this game. 42 of them have been retired. The only two who were not are responsible for the two runs. A two-out first pitch single by Jordan Groshans in the second inning, line drive to left. Next pitch, Jeremy Eierman, line drive out of here over the left field wall. Those are the only two runs. Those are the only two hits. There have been three pieces of robbery in this game. Morgan McCullough, Trav's third baseman, took a hit away from Henry Bolte in the first. Jack Winkler then turned and took a hit away from McCullough, grabbing a line drive on a leaping catch in the sixth. And just moments ago, Blake Rambusch taking a double away from Daniel Susak with a brilliant catch in the gap in left center. Top of the eighth, give you totals in a moment. Ben Williamson leads it off. Middle third, the order in the eighth inning. Pitch, strike, outside half, 0-1. Ben Williamson, Hogan Windisch, and Blake Rambusch. Who's nervous? 0-1 count, pitch by Blake, low and outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. Blake now 85 pitches in this ballgame. Here's the 1-1 delivery and a bouncing ball. Shortstop Eierman can't get there. Base hit. Leadoff batter in the eighth inning breaks up a perfect game. When you hear a smattering of applause, those who are fans, some of the folks are standing. That is really cool. That's outstanding. Thank you, folks. And that is really deserved. Blake Beers. My goodness. And all of that, and the tying run is now at the plate. 21 up and 21 down. By the way, there have been only two individual no-hitters in our franchise's 53 years, and both of those were seven-inning games. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 to Windisch. And only a strikeout at a wild pitch in both cases, by the way, cost a perfect game, but that was seven innings, and Blake just did that with 21 up, 21 down. Perfect through seven. Now the tying runs to the plate. Windisch, a big swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. So totals change for the first time in a long, long while. For Arkansas, no runs, one hit. For the Rockhounds, two runs, two hits. Windisch at the plate. Rambush is on deck. Pitch from Blake, swung on, ground ball, third base. Groshans makes the play to second for one. The pivot, the turn, the throw, you betcha, around the horn. 5-4-3, double play. Game's first base hit for the Travs is wiped away. Jordan Groshans to Jack Winkler, on to Brendan Malone. And around the horn go the Hounds, and base is empty. Two men down for Blake Rambush. And with that, the bullpen will begin to stir. And two down in the eighth inning. You just flat don't see this very much anymore. Of course, it's not about innings. It's about pitches. Swinging a foul away. Mentioned that Blake went full to start the sixth inning, and that was only the third time in the game that he's gone full. Hasn't gone very deep. 0-1 to Rambush. He is 0-2 with a fly ball to right and fouled out to the second baseman. Jack Winkler takes a called strike. It is 0-2. Well, I'll reserve the thought here on Blake Beers. Two men down, eighth inning. Base is now empty after the only hit so far. Swing fly ball. Right field coming on. Jason Rosario, he's got it. And Blake pounds his fist into his glove. He is done, I am sure, for the night. Absolutely brilliant. We said how good this kid has been since June. And you just get the sense it's been coming. Look at really, really good stuff last year. And the first couple of months, you could see it a little better and a little better. And my goodness, has he been outstanding. To the bottom of the eighth we go. Hounds 2, Travelers nothing.
To-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Luis Curbelo is on the pitch. Boy, baseball can be absolutely cruel. Danny Werchanski, we talked about what a great story he is. That's absolutely heartfelt. I mean, you got to root for a guy like that, and he's been so good for the Travs. Seven innings, two hits, no walks, seven strikeouts, and he's on the hook for a loss. Of course, the second of the hits, they were back-to-back. Two pitches separated Werchanski from perfection. Ground ball to the shortstop, backhanded there by Young. Throw to first base in time, and Jordan Groshans bounces out. One pitch, one swing, a sharp ground to the shortstop, one away in the eighth inning. Jordan, though, 1-for-3. First hit of this ballgame is a line drive to left with two out in the second inning, and the guy who now comes to the plate, Jeremy Eierman, drove the next pitch from Danny Werchanski out of here, and it was a no-doubter on a line drive over the wall and left. pitch good fastball by Curbelo just inside for a ball. My goodness, 97 miles an hour. That just flat out looked fast. Well, Blake Beer's evening is done. Amazing. 8 innings, 1 hit. A swing and a miss, 1-1. And again, 7 innings, 21 up, 21 down. And the Trav still at the minimum number at the plate after the double play. Check swing, did he go? No, did not. Held up, did Jeremy, 2-1. Jason Rosario on deck. Colin Palouse will be the man out of the bullpen for the Hounds. Swinging that ball, hit in the air to left field. That's well struck, but it'll be tracked down by Labrada. Left fielder hauls it in left center field. Two men down in the last of the eighth inning. There is still direct sunlight on the grass berms and the batter's eye, and this was a 7 o'clock start. Started a little bit after 7, in fact. And that, by the way, is just an observation and nothing more. The first delivery is swung. That ball is hard hit to right field by by Rosario, and that ball's going to get out of here. That is gone! Sidewalk souvenir by Jason Rosario. His third home run in the last 8 days. Hit a 3-run homer yesterday, and he's got one today. Line drive home run. Hounds have a 3-0 advantage. Jason Rosario. That one got into the bullpen, but that was a line shot. So short porch, but boy, just laced it. So 3 runs in this game. They have come on 3 swings of the bat, all on first pitches. Lazaro Armenteros takes a strike. It's 0-1. Jason's third home run. He hit his first of the year with the bases full on the 4th of July against a position player, and the guys kidded him for that. Gregorio did. Pitch inside 1-1. And, of course, you can do that when the final score is 24-5, as it was on the 4th of July. But he hit one last night that was a line drive that got up on the berm, and, in fact, the top of the berm in right field. And he lines this one out of here. Pitch down and in, 2 balls and 1 strike. So Jason Rosario, third home run, 33rd run driven in. And the Rockhounds lead by the score of 3-0 with bases emphatically empty. Basically have been almost no base runners in this game. Swinging a fly ball right field, drifting over with plenty of room to make the catch is Rodriguez. Inning is over. So we will go to the top half of the ninth inning. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, nobody left. This has been absolutely remarkable. Colin Palouse jogging in. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Rockhounds 3, Arkansas nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Yeah.
This is a 3-0 ball game going to the top of the ninth inning. Well, there is obviously still drama in this game. 51 batters up in this game, 47 of them retired. And basically there has been a base runner for each team for about, 45 seconds. Jordan Groshen singled. Jeremy Ironman hit the next pitch of the over the wall and left. No hitter was broken up on the single by Ben Williamson. Next batter up on an 0-2 bounced into a double play. And Jason Rosario homered. Four hits in the game, and that's been it. Colin Palouse delivers. Fastball strike on the outside corner to Alberto Rodriguez. Blake Beavers, 8 innings, 1 hit, clean topspin single up the middle. No runs, no walks, 6 Ks, brilliant. Pitch up high for a ball, 1 ball, 1 strike, and again just makes it all the better, the path that he has taken this season. ERA near 6 in April, just over 5 in May, although that number I thought a little bit misleading, and since June has been just outstanding. Pitch to the corner, just wide, ball 2-2-1. That will bring a hoot or two. And in this ball game, Blake Beers, the game that you and I are witnessing, one of the best pitching performances in 50-plus years for this franchise. 2 balls, 1 strike, swing, and a miss, 2-2. He went 8 innings. And, of course, the first 7 of them were perfect. We have one of our franchise scrapbook editions on Rich Harden's performances back in, 2002? 39 up, 39 down in 2 starts at Round Rock. And this rivaled that, swinging a foul ball straight back. Rich, and that was his first 2 starts of the year. He went 6 innings in the first game of that season and 7 innings in the end of that series. 39 up, 39 down, and nobody came close. Blake only needed one just brilliant play. Here's the 2-2, swinging a foul back. Jack Winkler making the catch on the line drive off the bat of Morgan McCullough. Gorgeous play, and boy, it's absolutely perfect given the circumstance because, again, the leaping catch ball got out of his glove for an instant, but he hauled it back in. 2-2 to Rodriguez, left-handed hitter. Pitch from Collins, swung on, fouled straight back. So Rodriguez doing battle here, a 2-2 count and 3 2-strike foul balls. Jake Anchia on deck, Morgan McCullough will follow. Top of the ninth inning, Rockhounds 3-0. Jeremy Ironman and Jason Rosario, a 2-run and a solo home run respectively. Pitch swung on and missed. Breaking pitch down and in, Colin Palouse with the strikeout. One man down here in the top of the ninth inning. The bell hasn't tolled. Now it has. Colin Palouse out of the Rockhounds bullpen. On in relief here. And still a very close game, of course. It's just a 3-0 contest. Batter is Jake Anchia. Struck out and popped out against Blake. Fastball swung on and missed. 93 with good life on it. 0-1 to count. Well, it's one of those times, and don't say it all that often, you and I have watched better than 4,000 games for this franchise, and that's one of the best pitching performances you and I have seen, flat out. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. And that would be the case no matter what surrounded it, but again, just the story of how he has developed on this season, and development's what this is all about. This makes it all the better. 1-1 count, stretched by Colin. Late kick and pitch. Ball popped in the air, right side. Long look for Rosario. Ball in foul ground, and that will wind its way out of play into the right field corner. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Obviously some really good defense played along the way, both teams. Not a large number of web jam types, but there have been 2 or 3 just outstanding plays. 3 for sure. And a couple of good ones beyond that. 1 ball, 2 strikes, and Chia waits for the 1-2 count. Right-handed hitting catcher. Pitch by Cullen, low and away. Count goes 2-2. Blake Beers, 93 pitches, 59 for strikes, 8 innings of work. 2-2 stretch. Cullen with a big deep breath, right-hander delivers, but up and away, ball 3, full count, 3-2. Field entirely in shadows, evening blue sky still providing most of the light force. Wind has been blowing in all evening long, straight in toward the dish. 3-2 count. Ball swung on, lifted high in the air, foul, out of play. The two home runs were absolute line drives. Jeremy Ironman into the wind. Just a line drive that cleared the left field wall. Wind, I think, has certainly affected a couple of other fly balls. There was one ball hit very deep to center. I'm going to the scorecard remember who. It might have been Henry Bolte. Hit it deep to center field. Wind probably, you know, knocked it down a little. But I don't know that the wind has, say, kept the ball from being extra bases or getting out of the yard. Haven't been many hit deep. Here's the 3-2 bouncing ball, and that's deflected by Cullen, and that is going to be an infield base hit. Oh, man. Ball hit right back up the middle. Cullen made a good effort to get there. The ball deflected off his glove toward the third base side. Infield single for Jake Anchia. Oh, baseball is cruel. When Cullen's reaction, I'll tell you almost everything you need to know there as he's bent over the waist for a moment. Can you imagine if that had been the first hit of this game? It's only the second. It's only the fifth hit of the game, period. Here is Morgan McCullough. He's outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Well, McCullough has given and taketh away, I guess. Or actually, well, he's taken one away and had one taken from him. There you go. Made a good play way back in the first inning against Henry Bolte. And his line drive is the one handled by Jack Winkler in the leaping catch. Takes a good fastball from Cullen for a strike. It's 1-1. So it's one man on. It's one man out. This is still just a 3-0 game. Tying run is on deck. Infield really playing McCullough to pull. Morgan, left-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch by Palouse. Just up and in for a ball. Two balls and one strike to count. Jake Anchia, the base runner. He's the Travs catcher. McCullough is at the plate. Top of the order, Brock Rodden is on deck. And Cole Young is in the hole, is the outstanding prospect. 2-1 pitch, and that's sliced back to the screen. Count 2-2. So top of the ninth inning, one man on, one man out. Five base runners in this ballgame, five base hits. Three singles, two home runs. Hounds have the 3-0 lead on a pair of long balls. The 2-2 pitch by Cullen, just outside. Count goes full, 3-2. Oh, an absolutely tantalizing, man. That ball got a good look at the corner and just stayed off the edge. Dugout didn't think so. Never quite known how you can tell from over there, but the dugout didn't like it anyway. So the count is full to McCullough, and Chia, the base runner. Jake does not run much. Be surprised if he's going here. Set by Cullen. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch swung on, fouled away. So McCullough doing battle as he fouls that one off. Three balls, two strikes. Rewrap the gloves on the foul ball away. Morgan, 5'6", 175 out of Seattle, Washington. My hometown, I'm told. I think Stephen Davis told me he went to West Seattle High School. That building's got to be old. That was around when I was going to throw the first. I picked him off! Cullen Palouse picks Jake Anchia off first base. Bell tolls a second time. Pickoff, 1-3. Base is empty. Boy, just a good snap throw, and that throw right on the back Jake and Chia. Yeah, and he just hesitated just that split second. Colin got him. 3-2, two out, top of the ninth inning. Colin Palouse, stretch, look, kick and pitch, punch foul. So Morgan McCullough, a 3-2 count. He is the 27th batter of this game for Arkansas. Top of the ninth, bases empty, 3-2 count, two men down. Colin, second 3-2 pitch takes flight. Got him! Swing and a miss! What a ball game! A two-hit shutout for the Rockhounds. That is the 10th shutout of this season for the Hounds. And this one, absolutely brilliant. 27 batters faced in this game. No runs on two hits, no errors, and nobody left for Arkansas in this ball game. And Blake Beers, with some help in the ninth from Colin Palouse, and the infield single on a little deflection, that was it. But Blake Beers, and got a camera on Blake, he's in the handshake line. Boy, hope that Jonathan will choose him. I would think you've got to choose Blake to have as a on-field a quick word. And boy, just to offer him congratulations. He is smiling, and well, he should be. Just got the high five from Gregorio's two sons are here, by the way, Benjamin and Sebastian. They are absolutely sensational, by the way. And they're in the handshake line. I was looking at the handshake line, the high five line, and all of a sudden Blake had to kind of bend down to get that one. But he did. Just outstanding. Blake Beers with one of the most impressive pitching performances that you and I have seen in 4,000 games plus. Absolutely terrific. Hounds 3, Arkansas nothing. Totals in a moment. Gentlemen, one and all, Jeremy Ironman, game-winning home run. Jason Rosario, home run. Blake Beers, big tip of the cap. Totals after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Now, Blake Beers is being interviewed. It's a real quick interview, of course, on field. But, boy, anybody who's still here, anybody watch this ball game, I mean, tremendous. Just a little dousing does, Blake. Matter of fact, he got more than a little bit of a dousing, and he's got a big smile on his face as well. He should. Obviously, the finest performance of his professional career, and it just continues a path that has really been evolving ever since May. He had a 5.06 ERA in May, but he's right at a hit per inning, and that's what we've always said about Blake. The hits per inning have been high over the first his first half season at AA and then in the month of April. Got it down to a hit per inning in May. ERA was 5.06, but the other numbers were really coming down. Since June and July now, 39 and two-thirds innings, 23 base hits, including tonight. Absolutely remarkable. Final totals for you in this game. Here's a pretty cool total. 54 batters came to the plate. 49 of them were retired. Arkansas, no runs, two hits. Rockhounds, three runs, three hits. No errors in this ball game. And how about this? Nobody left on base. Texas League has been around a long time, and I wouldn't think you've seen that very often. Nobody left. 27 batters for the Hounds. And again, that's eight innings with three hits, two home runs. 27 batters for Arkansas. Two hits, both of them wiped away, double play, and a pickoff. Tremendous. Only hit for the Travs, and it was a clean single. Ben Williamson led off the eighth inning with a top spin bouncer, sharply hit up the middle. So, clean base hit. Boy, without that hit, if the infield single off Colin Pelosi's glove had come with no hits on the board, that would have been something along the lines of heartbreaking. But base hit in the ninth inning, and that, too, is wiped away. Rockhounds get a single from Jordan Groshans in the second. Jeremy Ironman next pitch, line drive home run out of here to left on a laser. Jason Rosario had the other base hit for the Hounds. That came in the bottom of the eighth inning with two outs. That was a first pitch solo home run. So the Hounds scored three runs in this game, and they scored them on three pitches. It was just flat out that kind of a game. So 0-2 and 0 for the Traps. Excellent work defensively. Again, not a high number of web gems, but there were some terrific plays. 3-3 and 0 for the Rockhounds. This game, oh, by the way, played in 1 hour, 47 minutes. It was partially the pitch clock. It was partially the guys throwing the pitches. 2,830 on this Thirsty Thursday, and they saw a beauty. I will do the math on Blake Pierce, by the way, tomorrow for our pregame in terms of his ERA since the month of June began, because it's outstanding. But he goes eight innings, one hit, no runs, no walks, six strikeouts. ERA for the season is down to 4.08. He is 7-5, and that was absolutely exquisite on the mound in this game. Quick timeout, and we'll come back and say so long when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable one-, two-, and three-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
I didn't mention this at the time because, well, I didn't want to jinx anything. This was such a, obviously, this ball game was, boy, really historic when you get down to it. Just one of the best performances in 50-plus years that this franchise has seen. There was a game early in the pitch clock era, since they started actually, you know, using it, utilizing it. The Frisco Rough Riders were playing here, and Frisco came into the top of the ninth inning at 1 hour 43 minutes. But they scored three runs, tied the game, and then it went extra, something like that. Anyway, the clock went away. But this one in 1:47. And the ninth inning actually took a little bit longer than some of the other innings, but just start to finish, superb baseball game. The runs in this game, again, they come on three pitches for the Rockhounds. Nobody on, two out in the second inning, and Danny Warchanski, now he took the loss in this game, and he is 4-4, but he was absolutely outstanding. A line drive single to left by Jordan Groshans with two out in the bottom of the second. Jeremy Ironman followed and just drilled a line drive onto the grass berm, Rocky Mountain, the tall berm behind the left field wall. That was one impressive swing of the bat. That was a genuine real deal. His seventh of the season, his fourth in the last 10 days. And that was a 2-0 game. It stayed 2-0 until the last half of the eighth inning. Jason Rosario with a line drive home run into the right field bullpen. His third of the season, his third in the last 8 days, in fact, for Jason. And that made it 3-0. Again, Hounds had only three hits, each of them a first pitch swing. there were some really good defensive plays. Morgan McCullough took a base hit away from Henry Bolte in the bottom of the first inning on a nice pick at third base. Jack Winkler returned the favor. The only real close call for Blake Beers was the line drive off Morgan McCullough's bat, line drive toward right field. Winkler left his feet, and by a good amount, and he had the line drive in the glove. It actually snuck out of the glove, and you could see it get airborne, and he retrieved it and made a brilliant catch, and that was certainly a close call, and the one really close call for Blake in the ballgame. Daniel Susak was robbed of extra bases. Brilliant catch by Blake Rambush in the gap in left center field in the bottom half of the seventh inning as well. In the ninth, with one man out, Jake Anchia sharply hit ball back up middle, deflected off Colin Palouse's glove, and that got down for an infield single, and that was it. Five base hits in this game. No errors, no walks, and boy, again, an oddity, and you won't see this hardly ever. No men left on base. Somewhere, I'm sure, in the Texas League annals, there may indeed be a number on that, but nobody left on base in a baseball game of nine-inning duration. It's amazing. Blake Beers, a tip of the cap. We'll go over his remarkable season tomorrow during our pregame. We'll join you at 6:50 tomorrow for Friday Night Baseball. Fishing shirts, I remind you, to the first 1,000 fans tomorrow evening. Fireworks on Saturday, another 7 o'clock start, and 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday to wrap this up. Rockhounds, by the way, boy, what a way to win your 50th game of the season. They become just the second team in addition to Frisco with 50 wins on the season. Rockhounds are 50-35. That is a season best 15 over 500 and 10-5 now in this second half of 2024. The Travs still a game over 500, 42-41 on the season, 6-9 in the second half. 1 hour, 47 minutes of absolute brilliant baseball here this evening. Man, this really, really good Texas League baseball game, and you and I have watched a lot of it. Again, with a tip of the cap to Blake Beers and the Rockhounds, they win it by the final score of 3-0 on a combined two-hitter. So for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds 3, Travelers nothing, and until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends, from Rocky Town.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.